Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus says, "You are my witnesses," to his disciples. But those words are also for you this morning as well. You are my witnesses. Jesus had made you into his witnesses through his coming, dying, and rising again. He has purchased and won you through his forgiveness and life that he has given to you. This is not just some idea or thing. No, it has changed who you are. It has changed your identity. You are my witnesses, Jesus says. No, I actually didn't plan this, but on this Sunday is actually the first Sunday of our new Bible study series, Witness, Mercy, and Life Together, as we focus on those three emphases. And today, in our Bible study, we focus on witness. And also today, we are celebrating the LWML, the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, as we have this theme for us today, You Are My Witnesses. So today, the two come together as we zero in on what witness means for the church. On this LWML Sunday, we recognize that the Lord has indeed used this organization for witness to Christ. Most well known is through the collection of funds, simply through mite boxes that support mission work both here and abroad, as well as the Lutheran Women's Quarterly with its Bible studies, speaking of Jesus' forgiveness and life throughout the world. The Lord has indeed used them as witnesses. But we are all also witnesses. In our reading this morning, we reflect on how these words, "You are my witnesses," was first spoken to Jesus' disciples. The risen Lord stands in their midst and sends them out to be his witnesses. People who have seen his dying and rising with their own eyes for forgiveness and salvation. He takes a group of young fishermen and changes their identity. He made them into a new people who would speak his word, fishers of men, and share it with all the nations. And in a very real sense, so it is with you. You here at Faith Lutheran. In the waters of baptism, Christ has changed your identity. He has washed you clean in the waters of baptism. He has connected you to Christ. You are his and he is yours. And he says to you now today, you are my witnesses. He has sent you out as well. Every time you come here to receive the goodness of his life, a reaffirmation of the new identity that you have in Christ as a forgiven child of God through the preaching of the word and the sacrament at this altar. You are then sent out into the world once again to be witnesses. You are sent out into Sunland and to Hunga to be witnesses of Christ. You are my witnesses. Let's just think about that for a moment. You are Christ's witnesses everywhere you go. Being a witness does not necessarily mean knocking on everybody's door. It means that you are witnesses in all of your vocations, all of your callings in life, at work, at home, and even at play. It means that you are a witness, that you are a light in the dark places of the world. You are Christ's witness around family members who don't think church is really all that important. You are placed in their midst as a light of Christ through your words and actions by pointing to the true family that Christ has established through his death and resurrection. You are Christ's witnesses in your words and in your actions. When you go to Vons or you go to Ralph's and someone in front of the store asks you for food, you have the opportunity not only to feed them with perishable food, but with the food that truly satisfies, the food that never decays, the bread of life. And you are witnesses to Christ when you go to work. You are a witness to Christ in that place as you share your talents for the good of others, but are always ready to speak of the one who is tireless in working for you to sustain you in the faith. You are witnesses to Christ in all of these places and many more. These are the places where you have the opportunity to show the world, and more specifically, Sunland and Tahunga, that there is a new identity in Christ. Christ has sent you to bear witness to him in your words and in your actions. And this is my challenge for you this morning. Seize those opportunities to share the hope that is within you. Pray that the Lord would send people into your midst and opportunities to share the gospel with those people that you already know. Ask people if you can pray for them, and do it right then and there. Invite someone to come to church or Bible study or prayer lunch. It's an opportunity to share the gospel. See, even when you don't think people are watching, you are Christ's witnesses, called to be ready to share the hope that is within you, because people need the life and the forgiveness of Christ, and you have it. Now, maybe you're thinking, that sure is easy for you to say, Pastor. But here's the thing. This challenge applies to me as well. I won't stand here and tell you that I have always been an excellent witness of Christ. Because, well, I haven't. Sometimes I've went along with the way that everyone else was living because it was easier. Sometimes I've remained silent when I ought to have spoken up. Sometimes I've even walked by somebody with a hand outreach asking for money on the street. I too am a sinner. But here is the thing, when we start talking about our changed identity, about being a witness. Witnesses do not speak of their own word. They speak of what they have seen and what they have heard. They speak on someone else's authority, and for you, it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's not something you choose. You do not make yourself into a witness of Christ. Christ has done that for you. He has claimed you. He's claimed me. He has made you his own. You have Christ's joy and forgiveness welling up within you. Even forgiveness for your and my failed opportunities of witness. You are in Christ. And if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. You are different. And this is what makes our reading so important for this morning. It's the risen Lord who says this. It changes everything. The disciples' witness is forever changed. And oh, what a change it was. They saw their master who sent them out, taken away in the middle of the night, betrayed by the one of their own. But no one stuck around to die for him. Instead, they witnessed their Lord's hands and feet being pierced by nails, nailed to a cross. They witnessed him being lifted up on a cross where he hung to die. They witnessed him crying out to God. They witnessed blood and water stream from his spear-pierced side. They witnessed him taken down from the cross and buried in the tomb. But 3 days later, women came to the tomb and witnessed the stone rolled away. They witnessed the tomb empty. The disciples later witnessed him standing in a locked room in the flesh, alive, risen from the dead, and saying, "Peace be with you." The disciples witnessed Jesus eating fish among them. And those walking along the way witnessed how he opened the scriptures to them on the way to Emmaus. And they witnessed him ascending to the right hand of God the Father. They were made into Jesus' witnesses because they have witnessed with their very eyes what Jesus has done and heard with their very ears what he says to us today, even. It's what makes Jesus different from every other person in history. He is risen from the dead. He didn't simply appear in a dream to one person. He is witnessed in flesh and blood by people, by up to 500 people at one time, risen from the dead, proclaiming God's forgiveness, giving life, and sending the church out into the world to be witnesses of him. And the mission for witness is both across seas, in foreign lands, but also in this country, in this state, in this city, in your backyard, even in your family. And so it is with you. That is why you are here. Christ's witness and testimony has been delivered through the ages and spread across the world, and this witness has come to you right here, right now, in this very place. And Jesus says, "You are my witnesses." For this witness has entered into your ears through sound waves bouncing around on your eardrums as speaking Jesus into your life. You are witnesses to the water and the word that announced your forgiveness and life as it poured and splashed all over your forehead, drenching you in his death and resurrection. And in a moment, you will be a witness to his very body and blood placed into your hands and into your mouths as you taste and see that the Lord is good. "You are my witnesses," Jesus says. It's a changed identity because God has chosen it for you. You are his, and he now sends you out from this place, from this altar, from this building, back into your vocations, so filled with the witness of Jesus that you have to spread it around to your family and friends. But remember, Jesus' witnesses do not speak on their own authority. Witnesses speak for someone else. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. And Jesus' witness has been delivered to you. Jesus' witness has been placed in your ears and your eyes and your hands and your feet and your mouths. And Jesus says to you today, "You are my witnesses." Amen.